Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. This is, I'll be honest with you, my friends. I just got done getting a drink. I cannot believe, as soon as I heard the news about Trump and the verdict and that he was guilty, I immediately was like, I gotta go get a drink. I gotta go separate myself from this bullshit. I'm so mad right now. Let me tell you something. I'm not the biggest Trumper in the world, okay? Do I like the man? I don't know him. Do I like a lot of his policies? Yeah, they're okay. But when I see the level of disgusting, vitriol, hatred that they subject him to, that the garbage that they lob at him, did you know that this judge has been on not one, but three of Trump trials randomly? Of course, you know that they randomly selected so-called. Oh yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Yeah, they randomly assigned it, and yet he randomly got assigned to three of them. And on top of it all, you know, Alvin Bragg, in the pimp, in my opinion, the bum, the mook, he had the nerve to come out and say, and he had the nerve to also get the same trial as the, you guys remember that, Marine who, choked that guy out on the train in New York and Manhattan? Oh yeah, that guy's also getting a trial done by the same guy. In my estimation, because he's Caucasian, and the guy who got choked out was black, and the guy who is the judge is black, in my estimation. I could be wrong. But, my friends, this is the most disgusting day in American history in my lifetime. I'm not old. But I'm here to tell you, outside of 9/11, which happened when I was 1 year old, this is one of the worst, this is the worst day in American history. When I see the fact that a judge, who is, as in my estimation, as corrupt as can be, got talked over, got the whole rundown from the Democrat National Committee, in my estimation, and all of these mysterious forces that run the government, you know, like the Silicon Valley pirates and the people who have the big money and the power. When I see that they are so brazen that they would literally put Trump on trial when Biden and his son have evidence against them from China, from Russia, they want to talk about hush money with Trump. Do I even need to bring up Hunter Biden's laptop? Or the sex scandal with his daughter in the shower? Being naked? Do I even need to talk about that? No. No, oh no. No, it's nothing to see here. No, it's all Trump. Trump's evil. My friends, I can't take this anymore. I don't usually talk too much about politics directly, but let me tell you something. This makes me so sick. I'm furious. I am so furious right now. How in the world could they get away with this? We're living in a third world dictatorship. We're living in a third world country. I remember when I lived in Cambodia when I was in eighth grade. Oh yeah, I lived in Cambodia when I was in seventh to eighth grade. I remember there being less oppression, less direct corruption in that country that I'm seeing right now. I cannot believe it. If Biden had any pulse and any care at all about being the so-called unifier that he ran on, he would say, hey, you know what? I'm going to pardon Trump. I'm going to, for the good of the nation, I'm going to let Trump off, because even if he is guilty, which I highly doubt, in my opinion, I highly doubt it, if he was found guilty, which he was today, if Biden had any credibility, any at all desire to keep the country together and be the middle-of-the-road unifier that he claims to be, he would come out today and say, you know what? Despite the fact that Trump is my opponent, despite the fact that he is hated, despite the fact that I don't like him personally, I'm going to let him off. I'm going to pardon him. Because this is good for the health of the nation. He will never do that. Why? Because he's a puppet, in my estimation, of the forces that be And the same bum, Joe Biden, who you call your president, he's not mine, who you call your president, has the nerve to go to sell Ukraine, who we sent hundreds of billions of dollars to, that bum, has the nerve to say, you probably didn't read about this from CNN if you watch CNN, he has the nerve to tell the Ukrainians that they can now use our technology, our weapons, against Russians in Russian territory. Oh, yeah! Oh, you missed that? You didn't see that today in the news report? Did you miss that? Oh, yeah, and he wants World War III just in time for the election so he can stay in office. Because if you didn't know, the best way for a sitting president to get reelected is what people call the October surprise. Or the September surprise, depending on the president. The war, the bombing, right on schedule for the re-election, because it's very rare, if ever, in American history, that a president gets elected, gets dismissed, and loses their election during a time of conflict or war. My friends, this moment will go down in American history as one of the worst and darkest days of American history. As I sit here in my car right now recording this audio, I'm watching people go around their normal day, families, couples, pretending like there's nothing wrong. The world's just going to proceed as normal. You know what? Maybe it will. Maybe it will. But let me tell you something right now. Your life will never be the same after this. This is the first time in American history where a president and a political party has been so brazen and so evil that they will literally take down their opponents using the justice system. And as the FBI has said before, they can indict a ham sandwich. But for some reason, they'd rather indict Donald Trump and using a state crime at that, because they don't want him to be able to pardon himself should he win. Oh, you didn't know about that either, did you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very well orchestrated. You got a judge who gets on three of his cases. It's not a federal crime, it's a state crime. You got the jury. Did you hear what the lawyer was saying to the jurors today, allegedly? He was talking about, oh, there's no pressure. Oh, just do what you think is right. Like they didn't shop the jury. I know how this works. I have my undergrad in legal studies. You don't think I know how to get a jury how you want it? You don't think lawyers do it? I know they do it. I know how it works. I know how it works, and it makes me sick. You don't think they put the right people in place there? A jury of his peers. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Jury of his peers. Oh, you mean jury of people who hate him? Who know that if they don't vote against him, their life will be ruined in corporate America because all the bums in corporate America hate Donald Trump because they're jealous of him, like Robert De Niro, that mook in my estimation. That bum. Did you see him give a speech the other day? Talking about how he's a mook, he's a bum, punch him in the nose. Yeah, and then somebody in the crowd was like, you're a liar, you're a piece of garbage. And then De Niro was like shaking, Mr. Tough Godfather was shaking in his boots. That bum. Oh, I'm so filled with venom right now, you have no idea. You don't normally hear this side of me on my show, because I try to keep it all repressed. I try to use it constructively, but I've had it with this garbage. I've had it with this level of corruption in my government. I have studied the government in my undergrad, and let me tell you something. The government has been put in place to protect the property owners, the people at the top, and it's doing just that. It was not made to make sure the little man got his way. It was not made so the little man could get ahead. It was not made so the little man could have protections. It was made so that the people with the most property, with the most assets, would be protecting and consolidating their wealth and have it backed by the government. In case you didn't know it. The Founding Fathers were not poor men. Most of them, anyway. They were not poor men. They were very rich men who only got richer as time went on. I know a lot of you know they own slaves. I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole because at the end of the day, there's no point in bringing that up. All it's going to prove is that people will lose the forest through the trees. They'll be like the schmucks I'm looking at through my windshield right now who are going about their normal day having no care in the world for what just happened to their country. How American history has been shaped up before their faces, and they'd rather sip on sodas and push their kids in a shopping cart than worry about what the hell happened in their country. They're more worried about who's in the NBA Finals than who's in the White House or who's being on trial changing American history. They're more worried about who's on third base and who's on their daughter in the backseat of their car be thanks to feminism and all the garbage. I don't want to sound all over the place right now, but I've had it with this disgusting country I'm living in. I've had it. I'm a Boy Scout at heart. I love America. I served in the U.S. military. I love this country. But I hate what's happening to it. I hate the bums who have subverted my country, who initiated no-fault divorce, who destroyed the meaning of family and love, who have subverted the idea of justice in the American way. We've gone from truth in the American way to subversion and corruption in the bottom line in one generation. We've gone from I have a dream in Martin Luther King Jr. to I have a scheme from all the lawyers in one generation, and I've had it. And I know I'm not alone. I go on X where I see a bunch of people talking about the same thing. They've had it up to here. They've had it up to the nose with this rubbish. They've had it up to, they feel for Trump. They understand they've turned him into a victim. They talk about the Victim Olympics every day. I talk about it on my show. You hear me talk about the Victim Olympics on my show. And the Victim Olympics, they made Trump one of the gold medalists, the one of the finalists in the Victim Olympics. And they don't even realize it. They're so used to putting the people in the Rainbow Rider community as the victims of the oppressive patriarchy system that they put down every day of the week. But now, unintentionally, they've made Trump one of the head medalists of victimhood in this country. All the black men, especially, who have been targeted by the police, in my estimation, and targeted by the justice and prison industrial complex, are now siding with Trump because they identify with him. Don't think I don't know how the prison industrial complex works. I don't talk about it too much in detail on my show, but let me tell you something. I know they put a lot of innocent black men in jail on fallacious charges. I know it. I know it. And you don't think that those men now see what Donald Trump is going through and they identify with it? You think they're going to listen to some Jim Crow Joe talk about how if you're trying to decide whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black? You think they're going to vote for him over Donald Trump? What are you, nuts? Gentlemen, I know you don't usually hear this side of me. I don't usually go this deep into politics because at the end of the day, I just don't normally do it. I talk about relationships because of how important it is to our daily lives and how impactful it is on our future. But politics is something I'm passionate about and it's something I don't often discuss. But America is being assassinated by these bums in the Biden administration who will purposely, according to my estimation, they will protect Biden, but they will go after Trump with visceral hatred. They will go after their political opponents the way Chavez and Castro do. Oh, in case you didn't know, the same Democrats during Obama's administration sided with Castro and Chavez over the Honduran Supreme Court. You didn't know about that, did you? Well, now you do. They're like the Bolsheviks from the 1910 era, using the same rhetoric, the same Aesopian language, the same tactics in the modern day America. 100 years later, we're right on track for the Bolshevik Revolution that took place during the old days of Russia before the Soviet Union. You make no mistake about it, we are on that way, on the fast track at that. My friends, I'm going to go grab a cigar right now. I need to really take care of myself emotionally right now. This is really impacting me emotionally. And I know I'm not alone. I see millions of people online reacting to this as I speak. And let me tell you something. They're not alone. I'm not alone. And if you identify with this, you're not alone. You might say, Austin, you have no control over this. You're right. You're right. I don't. But I'll tell you this. I gotta do something to calm myself down. Because if I repress this, it's gonna come out in ways that I don't want it to do so. And right now I need to grab a cigar, so I think I'm going to leave it at that. I made my point. I got some of the venom out of my system that I almost gave to the bartender while I was at the bar earlier. It was unbelievable. But my friends, you take care of yourselves. Let me know what you think about this garbage, this sewage that's happening right now in the court system in America. It's a dark day in America, and I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about it. In the meantime, think for yourselves. Keep in touch. with me and with other members of the Biblical Bachelor community on the show. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.